good afternoon and welcome to the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. Today's Everyday Hero is Scott Social Media Allen, and this is part two of my interview with Scott. As you recall, Scott is a 20-year veteran technology entrepreneur. He's on the board of several startups as an advisor. He's the co-author of The Virtual Handshake, and he's the entrepreneur's guide for About.com. Let's listen in to the rest of our conversation.
I would like to shift gears a little bit here, Scott. I see that you've got a Bachelor's of Science and Communication from the University of Texas, and that you started, I don't know if it was your first company or not, but you started a software company while you were in college. Did you know that you were going to be an entrepreneur from a young age? Because it seems like you've been involved for quite some time and passionately involved in starting new ventures and in the world of entrepreneurship. When did you know that you were going to go down that path as opposed to being a corporate slave, like I call them?
Sophomore year in college.
Is that right? What happened sophomore year in college?
Yeah, before then, I had kind of always pictured. I had this idea. I started college off as an electrical engineering computer science major, and okay. I thought I was actually going to get into hardware design. And so I figured I'd be at some Intel or Motorola or someplace like that was what I thought at that point in time. And sophomore year in college, I started working for, I found a part-time job listing and I started working for some doctors doing, at that time, I started off just doing some spreadsheets for some statistical analysis of, outcomes for, infertility treatment, actually, as it happens. And next thing I knew, I had kind of gotten into this doctor's office, this clinic that had about 22 doctors there at the time. And, the first guy loved my work and referred me to another doctor there, and then another, and then another. And then about the fifth one who I started doing work for said, I want to do something really in-depth with this. And we started, and he kept me working on a pretty steady basis there, and then I was loving it because I was making about three times what I'd have been making delivering pizzas or working at McDonald's or whatever. And then as I was finishing up my senior year, his colleagues were asking, how do you do all this? How do you manage all this data? And he realized that we had a business opportunity, and he said, would you be interested in, partnering and let's actually keep this going and go out and sell it to my colleagues around the world? And I was like, sure. So
count me in. Yeah,
count me in. So he was a brilliant businessman besides being a brilliant doctor. And so I learned a lot of, I learned a lot of good stuff from him. And I just, most of my life, I've only had a couple of times I've worked for big companies. Most of my life, even from a very young age, I was reporting directly. If it wasn't my own business, I was reporting directly to the entrepreneur, in a lot of cases starting a new line of business from there. When I left that company, I went to work for, when I sold out my shares, my portion of that company to him, I went to a local computer store that wanted to expand start doing services. The only services they were doing was like network installation. And they wanted to actually start doing, training and, on-site training and some custom software development and all that kind of stuff. So I went in, at age 23, going in and doing that for a local computer store.
So it sounds like ever since then you were bitten by the bug, and at that point you're making money, you're having fun. It's like, why would I consider going to get a quote-unquote normal job? I'm going to keep going down the path.
I also had times in my life, I won't say that you know, none of my own businesses ever failed.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them didn't succeed as fast as they needed to provide the stability I wanted, right?
Right, right.
So, you know, so I had times that I had, you know, I've had several times in my life, I had to make the choice and say, all right, this just isn't where, you know, where I want it needed to be right now. And, you know, I've got a new baby, or I've got, you know, teenagers who are having issues, or, you know, mortgage to pay, or whatever it is, right?
Yeah,
and have gone and, you know, have gone and taken jobs with, you know, with larger companies. And, you know, and those were great experiences too. And, you know, that's, I think, one of the things as an entrepreneur is, you know, don't feel bad or guilty or anything if you need to go do that for a couple of years, right?
Right. You have to do whatever you have to do to keep the dream alive, right?
Right. And guess what? Here's the other thing. You also get to develop your skills on someone else's dime.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I've considered, you know, that when I've gone and worked for these other companies for a couple of years, and, you know, believe me, these companies got their value out of me too, but absolutely, I had the opportunity every time I took one of these jobs with a large company, I developed a whole new skill set that I've since been able to take and leverage in my business, and skill sets that I would not have had the time or money to develop on my own, continuing to do what I was doing. So,
right.
You know, so if you think about those stints in the corporate world as, you know, if you find the right opportunities, they give you a chance to, you know, for personal development, a little bit of stability, peace of mind for a while you figure out what your next big move is going to be. Yeah, hey, it's all part of the journey.
Yes, I've had that same conversation with aspiring entrepreneurs myself that were kind of kicking themselves that, oh, I've got to get back into the job market. And I've said the same thing. Just view that job that you have to get in for this period of time as a paid education, basically, if you
right.
choose the right job to go to where it's going to enhance your skills in terms of your entrepreneurial ventures in the future. You're getting paid to learn, essentially.
Right. And, you know, the other thing is, if you're talking about a business that's an online business that doesn't require you just to be sitting there talking to people all, you know, on the phone or in person during the business day, if you're talking about an online business, then, you know, take that 40-hour-a-week job and spend another, you know, 15 hours a week building your online business.
Right. Exactly.
Right? Because you do not have to be, you know, for most online businesses, you do not have to be available and working on it throughout the business day. That's, you know, especially with kind of like a, you know, I talked about some of the kind of micro business things that I'm starting. You know, you just there's generally not a specific time commitment, and there's you know, and you can, you know, you can do it at 2 a.m. if that's when you want to work on it.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So let me ask you how you came to be the entrepreneur's guide for About.com.
All right. Well, when I left my last company in 2002,
mm-hmm.
You know, I had some contacts. I mean, I had a good reputation with my coworkers. I had attended a couple of industry conferences, you know, had customers who were happy with me and business partners who were happy with me, but I had no public reputation. I hadn't been published. I hadn't been published. I wasn't doing public speaking. I wasn't doing any of that kind of stuff that you know, would help me get out there and take, you know, what the kind of big jump that I wanted to take.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of burned out. I did not want to do, you know, I really didn't want to be building another company, and I wanted to at least, and, you know, I was open to the possibilities of other things, but I needed something that I could start getting some steady income, and also I wanted something that would start building exposure and industry reputation and an online presence for me. And
right.
I had been a longtime user of the About.com site, and I had actually spent an airplane ride sitting next to one of the foreign language guides a couple of years earlier, and had been just, you know, fascinated by sort of that whole business model. So I went and when I was looking for things to do, that was one of the first places I went, was to go see. I wanted to discover about being an about.com guy, and I went, and they show you the list of available topics that are open at any given time, and you know I made it down to E, right? I made it down to entrepreneurs, and I'm like, you know what? I've been an entrepreneur all my life, and I wasn't in the business of being an entrepreneurial coach or a small business coach, but I was sat there and said, man, I've done half a dozen of my own companies, I've worked in half a dozen other entrepreneurial firms, I've had successes, and I've had things that didn't pan out the way I wanted them to, and so I have I got a lot of stories and a lot of experience to share on this, and just didn't let myself get blocked by any inhibitions about it. And I sent in a sample of my writing. They loved the sample of my writing. I went through the prep process, and I won the spot. And it's they're pretty competitive for that stuff at this point, because they're a subsidiary of the New York Times, right? I mean, who doesn't want to write for?
I would think so. I would think so. Yes.
So I mean, it's a tremendous platform, for anyone who wants to establish their expertise. It's one of the best platforms for establishing your expertise on a topic online, if your topic is there and available. So,
right.
And at this point, I've been there 6 years, and don't plan on leaving anytime soon. So
excellent. That's good stuff. And I would, one of the reasons I wanted to interview you, I mean, I interview two or three entrepreneurs every week because I'm just trying to promote the cause. I mean, to get spread more media and get the news out about entrepreneurship, and to get people who are thinking about it or kind of on the edge, to kind of push them over that edge and get them to take that leap. And wanted to talk to you because you've had so much experience in the industry and talking about talking to other entrepreneurs and blogging about it. And my radio talk show is meant for aspiring entrepreneurs and those who are new. And so before we wrap things up, I'm wondering if you had one, two, three, however many points you would like to give, words of advice to aspiring entrepreneurs, people who have just gotten started, people who are on the fence considering it. What words of advice would you give to them?
Number one, balance your head and your heart. Both of them got to be in every decision and every action you make.
Okay.
And you have to pursue your passion. You have to pursue your passion, but there's also do what you love and go broke.
That can
certainly be the case. I mean, all you got to do, you think that passion is enough. If you think that passion is enough, let me tell you. Just go watch the American Idol auditions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
And you realize that passion is not enough. You have to have, you have to have talent and skill. And and if you're going to run a business, you're either going to have to develop the skills or partner with people who have them or hire people who have them. And so you've got to, and ultimately, there have to be people who are willing to buy what you've got to sell at a price that can sustain you.
Right.
And that just doesn't always work. So balance head and heart. I think another thing is just surround yourself with great people. And that's through networking, that's through building your team. And now, great people are, a lot of people sit there and say, always surround yourself with positive people. And generally, yeah, you want people who are going to be encouraging. However, you need someone around you who's willing to be the honest friend, who they don't say no, but they say, have you thought about this?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And if you surround yourself with people who are only encouraging. I mean, let's face it, it's a competitive world, and again, it's a matter of balance. You need someone who can be sort of, your sanity check and as well. And you don't want people, who are going to hold you back. You want people who are going to make you think, who will challenge your thinking, not block your progress. And there's a very subtle distinction, but you need those people with you as well as the people who will, just be wholeheartedly, unqualified support for you. And I would say find those people face-to-face as well as online. There are lots of tools for finding those people online and extending your network out for that. Let's see. The other one is for it. The absolute best financial advice I can give you, cash flow is king.
Yeah.
If you don't have cash flow, you don't have a business. You are doing, it is a hobby unless you have cash flow. And the other thing about cash flow is, letters of intent and promises and all those other things, they don't pay your employees,
thing.
They don't pay your subcontractors, they don't pay your rent, they don't put food on the table. If you can't sustain cash flow at the level that you need to live on, then you need to figure out some other way to do that. And that's one of the reasons that one of the things I'm working on is I'm working on what I'm called better bootstrapping.
Right.
And a big area of my research right now is figuring out truly passive forms of income. And when I say truly passive, guess what? Blogging is not passive income. You got to keep up a lot of activity to make money blogging. So I'm looking at finding ways to help entrepreneurs set up truly passive forms of income so that they can, they can have a steady source of, $500 or $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 a month, that they know that they've got their basics covered, so they're not in a panic and not going to have to shut down their business or go take a job, at the inevitable point that will come sooner or later. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. At the inevitable point that will come where you've got a cash shortfall.
Right.
So I absolutely, if you're planning on starting out in business, I would say take at least a month to 2 months to figure out ways to set yourself up some passive income streams before you just dive into it and do something that's gonna keep you. Maybe it doesn't cover your whole living expenses, but at least it helps you live through those shortfalls.
Right.
Let's see. That's a good three.
Okay.
That's a good three.
Yeah. Balance your head and heart. Surround yourself with great people who are going to be honest with you, and make sure you've got cash flow taken care of. I think those are great points. And if any entrepreneur would follow those three points, they're well on their way to being successful. I agree wholeheartedly. So before we wrap up here, Scott, I always like to give the entrepreneurs an opportunity to promote whatever service, product, website that they want to. So whatever you'd like to take a few minutes now to tell us about that you'd like to promote, your books, your blog, whatever, why don't you tell us what you'd like us to go find that you're promoting?
Sure. Let me run it down for you. First of all, everything at my sitedabout.com is free. So it's entrepreneurs, that's plural, .about.com. And if you can't spell entrepreneurs, you have to be able to spell it in order to be one.
Go to dictionary.com if you need to know.
Go to dictionary.com and figure it out. But entrepreneurs.about.com. I have stuff there that, guides you through every step of the process. I've got original content there, plus I've got hand-picked links out to the best resources that you'll need online as far as, the stuff that I either can't or don't provide that goes beyond my scope. But it's a very, very carefully hand-selected, not just a big, catch-all directory. I have discussion forums there, et cetera. So that's certainly one thing I want to share with everybody. thevirtualhandshake.com is the site about my book, and you can actually download the book there free of charge, or you know, you can order the print version of it from Amazon or Amazon or wherever books are sold online. And then lastly, anybody, if you want to just connect with me personally, get to know me better and kind of see some of the other things I'm involved in, I finally just set up my personal blog, which is also the hub out to everything else I do, and it's socialmediaismymiddlename.com.
Okay.
That's a whole other funny story for another time as to how I ended up with that. But socialmediaismymiddlename.com will take you to my personal site, which has links out to everything else. You can follow me on Twitter if you're there, Scott Allen, Scott Allen, and send me a message and say you heard me on the Dino Herbert Show, and I'll love to hear from you.
Thank you, Scott, so much for taking this time to be with us, and I'll have to have you again on the show at some later time in the year, just so we can talk more about what's going on in the industry. It's been a great, almost hour here that we spent together. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy day.
My pleasure, Dino.
Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Dino Herbert Show, Everyday Hero. Why don't you drop me a line and let me know what you thought about today's episode? You can also find me at dinoherbert.com for other books, recordings, and to book me to speak at your next engagement. It's always a pleasure having you here. And remember, I am passionate about people who are pursuing their potential.